So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher here, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is, of course, the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. In this episode, I wanted to share with you that I will be pausing the recording and publishing of Cashflow Investing Secrets. I will still, every single week, record and publish the Cashflow Ninja podcast. So if you're not subscribed to that, I would highly recommend you do that. We are also putting everything Cashflow Ninja at cashflowninja.com. That is our place on the internet. That's cashflowninja.com. At cashflowninja.com, there's over 900 podcast episodes that I've recorded between Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Investing Secrets. We've also published blogs. There are resources, programs, and books. It's all at cashflowninja.com. It's not going anywhere. If you haven't subscribed to our newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe, I would highly recommend you do so, so that you stay in touch, you stay informed of everything that's going on at Cashflow Ninja. You know where to find us if we move from any of your favorite platforms that you have enjoyed our content. And also, I will be sharing in the newsletters that I still personally write the most important things that I think business owners and investors should know of in the times that we're living in, especially if you want to protect and build wealth during turbulent times. So subscribe at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. I started recording Cashflow Investing Secrets, and I've had a ton of fun doing this. I started doing it because I wanted to share some of the lessons that I've learned from interviewing the best minds in business and investing over the past 6 years on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. I've also studied capital and wealth and the most successful people in business and investing for 2 decades. So I wanted to share some of those lessons too. I also wanted to share some insights, my best insights, my best thinking, and my best ideas at the particular time that I recorded the shows. And I also wanted to share the most important things that I think that business owners and entrepreneurs and investors should know about. Because we live in, of course, during incredible times, right? A lot of uncertainty, ton of change, massive disruptions, and of course, chaos. And we've seen that since 2020. we've seen a lot of chaos, and we've seen a lot of chaos just in the past month. I've had a lot of fun doing the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast, and I really want to thank you for supporting the show, supporting what we do here, sharing this show with family, friends, co-workers, and other people that you think might find what we do here valuable. So thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it. So why am I pausing the recording and publishing of Cashflow Investing Secrets? So I'm very honored and privileged to know incredible people, very successful people, operate in the same circles as they do. And then also, I'm in masterminds with a lot of people. So what are very successful people doing right now? A lot of them are pausing certain areas of their business and taking a step back and reevaluating things. And what they're doing is they're refocusing their time and energy and resources and really, really aligning them into preparing for what's coming, and also planning working through certain contingencies, and then also positioning themselves, their families, their businesses, and their investments accordingly to what they see coming, you know, in the next couple of months and then the next couple of years. And that is exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking a step back. I'm pausing the show until further notice, and I'm refocusing my time, my energy, and my efforts and my resources to preparing and planning and positioning myself, my family, my businesses, and my investments for what I see coming in the next couple of months and in the next couple of years. Now, again, this is not all doom and gloom. I've shared so many times on all of our shows how this is a very exciting time to be alive, to live through what we've already lived through and to live through what is coming in times of massive uncertainty, times of continuous change. And of course, the change that we're seeing is at the speed which most people couldn't have even imagined, right? We're seeing a ton of disruption. We're seeing chaos. We're seeing just turmoil already. Now, during all of this, this could be very doomy and gloomy for some, but folks that see things coming and see the world for what it is, see all of the dangers out there, can also then start to see the opportunities in analyzing this environment and then capitalize on these opportunities. Because times like this is the greatest opportunity. It's actually a gift. You know, if you look back in history and you look at, you know, the wealth that has been amassed by people during incredibly challenging times, it's quite incredible. So we have a massive opportunity here if we prepare, if we plan, and if we position ourselves to be on the right side of this, number one, and then once we have weathered the storm, we can then capitalize on opportunities, which would be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to just build incredible, incredible, incredible wealth. It's a great time, too, to just invest in yourself, invest in your family, invest in your business, and, of course, in your investments and your portfolio. You know, what's going to survive what we see coming? Well, it's going to be hard times, right? And I've shared on this show before, hard times are survived by hard people and hard assets. And that's part of the preparation and planning that I'm doing. So that is why I'm pausing the show until further notice. Again, as I shared before, we will still publish every single week the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We're still at cashflowninja.com. I'm still sending out the newsletters on a weekly basis. We're just doing one less show because I have to refocus the time, the energy, and the efforts and the resources that's going into this just somewhere else right now. That might change in the future. I cannot wait to restart the recordings and the publishing of Cashflow Investing Secrets, but that will be in the future when the time is right. So just a quick comment. You might be thinking, well, MC, what is coming? What is coming that a lot of people are taking a step back and even pausing certain parts of their business and projects and investments? There's a lot of chaos on the way, and we've covered a lot of these topics on our shows. We will continue to talk about it on the Cashflow Ninja podcast with guests. But there's a lot of things that we've already shared with you that we see a very, very high probability of happening and happening really, really soon. Before I share some of the things with you, I will say this, that there's a window of opportunity for folks to still prepare, to still plan, and still position themselves, their families, their businesses, and their investments to be on the right side of this so they can capitalize on opportunities, which there will be plenty of. And we've shared a ton of thinking exercises and frameworks with folks on the show that they can utilize as tools to identify these opportunities, after working through the dangers, that they can capitalize on these opportunities. So what are some of the things that we see coming? Well, we have already spoken about a food crisis, which is underway already. We are recording now in the summer in the Northern Hemisphere. We should have a full-blown food crisis, essentially, I believe, by the winter in the Northern Hemisphere this year. We're also looking at an energy crisis. That is already started. So a lot of people are aware of that. So I don't think that's a revelation to anyone listening to this that I'm sharing that we see a food crisis and a energy crisis on the way. We're seeing an economic and a financial crisis too. Exactly when this will happen, nobody can predict the future. Nobody has a crystal ball. But the probability is very, very high that we are looking at an economic and a financial crisis towards the end of this year. We are also seeing the exploitation of another virus or many different viruses and using a virus to impose medical martial law, which have been we've been essentially under that for the past 3 years all over the world. So we're looking at the powers, pick your country, and governments using a virus to essentially consolidate the medical martial law that is already in place. We are also seeing an escalation of the war in the Ukraine. It doesn't look like any of the NATO countries is looking to come to the table as far as negotiations with Russia. And we're actually seeing that a lot of them are very, very, very motivated to escalate that war. So we'll continue to see that war in the forefront of things happening. Why? I mean, it essentially establishes and could establish and solidify martial law in all of the countries in Europe if the war continues to escalate and spread in the Ukraine. And then, of course, we have an election cycle. So we have elections in the United States, which is towards November. And that we could probably talk about what we see there for another hour, but essentially expect many, many, many wild cards happening around the election. It's not going to, it's not just going to be another boring election. We expect many, many wild cards around that. All of this that I've just shared with you, and there's more to this than what I've just shared, these are some of the biggest things that we see coming and seeing coming pretty, pretty quickly. But we see, as a result of all of this, we see a lot of civil unrest. We see a lot of violence essentially breaking out in most major cities in Europe and in the United States and Canada and Australia and in New Zealand and in other places around the world. So we see chaos in the next 6 to 12 to 18 months. And I don't expect that to slow down for at least 2 years. So we're in for some very, 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 very interesting times. And again, this is not doom and gloomy. There's going to be a ton of opportunities once the dust settles. But the first thing that you have to do in a massive, massive moment in time like this is you have to prepare, plan, you have to protect yourself, your family, your businesses, and your investments, and then position yourself so that when the dust settles and the time is right, you will be able to capitalize on the opportunities that will be available, because they most certainly will. So appreciate all the support of the show. So appreciate you sharing the show with family, friends, coworkers, and people that you think that might find this valuable. As I shared before, you can stay in touch by going to cashflowninja.com, subscribing to our newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe, and enjoy our weekly podcast, the Cashflow Ninja podcast, which we will continue to publish every single week. And we'll just jam-pack that with extremely powerful information and amazing guests that is relevant to the world that we live in. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for 2 decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.